And you're very welcome to this roundtable discussion in Kilcullen. Joining me this evening is local Fine Gael councillor Tracy O'Dwyer, Noel Clare and Anne Cashman from the Kilcullen Community Action Group, local businessman Martin Murphy and Kevin Power from the Camp Hill Communities of Ireland. You're all very welcome this evening. We might start off, Tracy, with you, and the topic of public transport is something that comes up time and time again in Kilcullen, where locals would say it's an area that's badly served by public transport. Would you agree with that or disagree?
I would wholeheartedly agree with it. I think in Kilcullen, you know, we had a service pulled. It's coming up to 2 years, and it was just pulled, you know, our Newbridge to Kilcullen route, which was a lifeline for people. And literally, I think we got word, you know, say a week out that it was going to be pulled, which is just not good enough because people depended on it. I suppose the good news on that point is that we have the new extended route coming from Dunlavin to Newbridge, which will be great. It's going to stop in areas like Kennycourt, in through Brannockstown, Mile Mill, into Kilcullen. So that's going to be a real lifeline for rural connection. But I think even within the town, you know, people in Kilcullen have to go to Newbridge to get to Nace Hospital, which to me makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, things like the Newbridge train station and the hospital should be a key essential on any bus route, that no matter what bus is going, that they can, people can access those two places at least, that they're on every route. So, you know, while I said the Dunlavin to Newbridge will be a great one, we do need a service from, better services from Kilcullen to Nace in particular, and more regular services and reliable, because people will use public transport, but they'll only use it if it's reliable, you know. So if routes are late or they're not turning up, or we had a case recently where a route was changed and the times were changed on it, and it impacted, and Kevin may speak to this, Camp Hill residents in particular. And, you know, they then missed their hours of work by half an hour. And in the evening, you know, they had to leave early. A student was trying to get to Maynooth, or to Carlow, apologies, and they were thrown out. So I think when times are being changed, even on the limited service that we have, you know, groups like Camp Hill and Care should be consulted, because independence, it takes a long time to train people and to show them and to be able to go on the bus. And it's a massive achievement to be able to go on the bus on your own. Like, it's a real sense of independence. And then if that's changed, you know, quickly, I just think it's a huge impact. So I think we have to be more mindful, and Local Link and NTA, when they're changing routes, that they see the services in the area, that use it and rely on it and engage with them.
Noel Clare, just to go to you and to pick up on what Tracy has said there. And I mean, traffic and public transport are kind of linked. Oftentimes, particularly at peak times here in Kilcullen, traffic can be quite bad. But as Tracy has said, in order for people to use public transport, they need to have it in a location and it has to be reliable, something that you've been advocating for at the Kilcullen Community Action Group for quite some time.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with Tracy on the public transport. There is a dire need for an improved service from Kilcullen. A number of years ago, we had quite a good service and it has deteriorated enormously. There are some signs, as Tracy was saying there, with the Local Link initiatives, that there are some signs of improvement. But in the meantime, I think one of the biggest drawbacks in Kilcullen is the way that it is choked with traffic. The town was bypassed more than about 30 years ago almost now, I suppose. And traffic has gone back to nearly pre-bypass levels at this stage. And it's not just local traffic. What I often wonder about is the amount of heavy goods vehicles that go through the town. Now, a lot of them, some of them, not all of them, are from local businesses who have no other route really to access the motorway but through the town, and there is only the one bridge crossing over the Liffey through the town. But there's an awful lot of other very heavy vehicles passing through Kilcullen, and one often wonders, you know, where are they coming from? Where are they going to? Do they really need to come through the town? And maybe that's something that could be looked at in the future, and with Tracy's help and the council help, maybe it's something that could be looked at through the future. But anyone that you talk to will say that it's one of the worst features of life in Kilcullen is the daily traffic that goes through the town.
Anne Cashman is also from the Community Action Group here in Kilcullen. And Anne, is there a need, do you feel, for a ring road maybe here in Kilcullen, or a different access route to deal with the problem that Noel and Tracy have outlined?
Yeah, I think it's something that, Tracy, I believe you're looking into it and fully support. Certainly what Noel said, there is a traffic issue. I live on the Newbridge side of Kilcullen, and every day there's traffic backlog into the town. So whatever the solution is, a ring road, or you know, maybe the large heavy goods don't come through the town, there's definitely a number of solutions that we have to investigate to relieve the situation.
Tracy, a need for a ring road here? Is it a necessity?
I would think so at this stage. Do you know, I suppose we have, or it was proposed, and it's still in the capital programme, for the Link Road, which went up past the back of the GAA club and out through that estate. But I mean, that was 20 years ago, and life in Kilcullen has changed dramatically in 20 years. And I suppose the issue we have is that we are sandwiched between two sand pits, you know, for want of a better word, or two, you know, pits, and that's not their fault. They've no option either but to come through Kilcullen, as other vehicles have to come through Kilcullen. So I do think there's a need for a ring road, but the other issue we have is that there's no interchange off the M7, M9. So if you are want to get, and I met somebody, if you want to get to Pfizer in Newbridge and you're living down towards Castledermot, you have to come up off the motorway into Sunny Hill, into Athgarvan and into Newbridge, which is ludicrous. So, you know, if there was a link road off, a more direct route to Newbridge, I think we'd see a reduction from the Sunny Hill Road, which would alleviate that side of the problem. But we have to get a ring road around Kilcullen, because, you know, heavy goods vehicles at the moment don't have an option maybe to go another route. And until there's an option, you know, we look to closing off the Sunny Hill Road, and you're not allowed to close a road unless they have an alternative route. And at the moment, we can't provide that alternative route. So I would think, and I would agree with everybody here, that traffic through Kilcullen and heavy goods in particular, vehicles, it ruins the atmosphere for everybody in Kilcullen.
Is there a plan to do another traffic survey? I know we talked about it a couple of months ago.
As part of the Kilcullen LAP, a traffic survey would be part of it. Yeah, a traffic survey would be part of that. So it is planned to be done. But
Kevin Power from the Camp Hill Communities. Kevin, you might tell us a little bit about the communities.
Yes, of course. Camp Hill has a fairly long tradition in around this area. We have locations that both in Kilcullen, but also in the hinterland of Kilcullen, in Brannockstown, in Dunchain, and also in Grange Beg near Dunlavin. So and a number of other community residences scattered around Kilcullen town. So, and Camp Hill has been involved and contributed to life in Kilcullen for a long number of years now. As an organisation, we support individuals with intellectual disability, with autism, in terms of where they live, work, training, education, social and recreation. And we probably support in or around about 80 people in the region. The points that Tracy had made earlier around about supporting people in terms of access to public transport. Many of the people who come to our day supports units in Grange Beg, Kilcullen and Dunshane are coming from the rural hinterland around the areas in North Kildare. And public transport is critical. Many of the young men and women are from families whose families are parents are getting older, and having to drop and support people in terms of travelling it just makes life a bit more difficult for them. So the need for local links and local transport is really, really important for people.
Martin Murphy, then, you're sitting here essentially in the middle of the street looking out the window at traffic problems here on a daily basis.
From about 4:15 until about 5:30, most days of the week, and on a Friday, you can guarantee it'll be busy from about 12:30 to 1:30 because the schools are coming out. So that traffic can be backed up the hill, especially on a Thursday and Friday where people are getting home or getting down the country. They're using Kilcullen kind of as a short route to get onto the motorway. So that can be up past Dunlea's garage some days. I've often seen it. I'm sure Noel has seen it as well. But I suppose there's no quick fix to Kilcullen's traffic problems, coming from a kind of a planning and engineering background, I know the council aren't probably in favour of doing any major capital works like that in Kilcullen, so it's probably going to be more developer led, and I don't see that being a solution in the next 20 or 30 years, to be honest. There's no designated route at the moment for a ring road. There was a couple of years ago crossing the Liffey through lands that were zoned, but they're on zone now. It's all agricultural. So as a short-term gap, there's no solutions. Maybe the tweaking of the filter lanes at the traffic lights might make a problem. You'll often see older people, especially. My own mother would be going up to the parish centre to play bridge or go to mass, and they're taking their life in their hand to cross over the road because there's no designated filter lane coming from Atai. So it's little small things like that, or the widening of the filter lane coming from the Nace Road at the traffic lights as well. I know it might mean losing a car parking spot, but little small tweaks might help it in the short term. But
another thing that is often talked about when it comes to alleviating traffic problems, just to finish on this particular point, is cycle lanes. Very few cycle lanes, if any, around Kilcullen.
Unfortunately, and I don't believe it has the capacity to cater for them at the moment. That's what the council are saying anyway. I suppose, as Martin indicated there, the council have no real plans to, I suppose, invest in capital infrastructure in a town like Kilcullen at the moment. And their argument would be it's premature until the LAP is done. And after that, then, you know, we identify things. Now, we already all around this table and everyone in the town knows the issue with traffic. And I have asked before about that filter lane because, when you're driving from Kilcullen or from Nace, say, up, and you want to turn left to go out the New Abbey Road, depending on what way a car parks there, outside the spout, you could be stuck for ages and you're blocking traffic. So there are some small tweaks that definitely could make a difference. We have asked for them, but we'll keep working on them. But I suppose definitely the other one from the Athy Road, again, a filter light there, that, you know, I think if there was an agreement to make a few small tweaks, it would alleviate some of the issues. But we definitely need a better plan for Kilcullen from a bigger transport, because, you know, putting a filter light in, it's not going to stop and provide a route for the HGVs. They'll still have to come through the town. So I just think there's a few little things that could be done in the short term, absolutely. And hopefully the council will follow through with them. And then definitely a bigger plan is needed for the traffic in general in Kilcullen.
Another issue then that comes up quite a lot in Kilcullen, and that's community spaces. Now, there's a lot of great community groups here within the village. Noel Clare, is there enough space and community facilities for those groups to meet and to do what they want to do?
I think we're very fortunate in Kilcullen with the community spaces that we have, and I think it has. We've got an awful lot of new people in the town in the last 20, 25 years, and they've all got involved in the various groups and brought a richness to them. We're particularly lucky that we have a central space just up where the Cross and Passion is and the primary school and the GAA. Most of that land was given on lease from the Sisters of the Cross and Passion, who acquired it over 100 years ago from a family called Quinns. And almost every sport that you can think of is up there at the minute. That we have our preschool group where small children can go. We have our primary school, we have our secondary school, we have the soccer club, we have the GAA, we have the pitch and putt, we have scouts. And I know I'm probably leaving some out. At the boxing club, of course, are up there. We have a playground there now. And the GAA are just about to embark, and Martin, who's with us here tonight, will probably talk a little bit about that. The GAA are about to embark on a massive extra development up there where they're expanding the facilities. So we have, I think, tremendous facilities. There are other meeting places such as the parish centre and the town hall. And they are all... they're all quite well used, but I wouldn't like to think that there's an actual scarcity of places for people to meet and socialise. The one group I think that is lacking is the youth end of the town. There aren't great opportunities, particularly if you're not into sport, for young people to get together and to partake in activities. And there probably is a little bit of a gap at the other end from the senior citizens' end. There was quite an active senior citizens' group in the town there for a number of years, and that has run its course. And there probably aren't great opportunities for older people to engage in community activities either. So there's tremendous positives as regards community space. And I suppose if there are weaknesses, where I'd see them is maybe for young people, particularly teenagers who are not into sport, and perhaps at the senior end then for the senior citizens.
Anne Cashman, are there facilities that could be utilised then as outlined?
I think we need to get back and revisit and keep the progression on the square development plan. Noel, you might agree with me here. I think there's a fantastic plan which as a subgroup of KCA have worked on for many years, got social funding, and that will become a space that's available to people, to the youth, access to the LIFI. So I don't know if you want to expand, Noel, on the square plan, but I definitely think that would be, you know, one of the potential solutions when it comes to the youth.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it would be a tremendous development because the Market Square is right in the centre of the town, right beside the river. It has access to the river. And we're one of the few towns in the country, I'd say, that have such a space with access to the river in the centre of the town. So developing that in line with the plan which we came up with a number of years ago, I think would create a fantastic new space in the centre of the town and would do a lot to revitalise the town centre.
Tracy, where are we on that Market Square development then, if anywhere at all?
We are somewhere on it. I suppose it is on a list along with Rathangan. Kilcullen and Rathangan are kind of at the same level and the same space. They, with Public Realm, there's a few other projects ahead of them, Newbridge and I think Monaster Evan, I could be wrong. But it is on the list with Public Realm. There isn't the money at the moment or the funding to develop the project. I know there were plans for Kildare County Council to apply for the town and village renewal to access funding to deliver the project. I suppose that's all what's closed at the moment. I think they've made an application. I'm not sure whether it'll be successful, but it's still definitely very much on the agenda for Kildare County Council. But I would have to caveat that, you know, if the council go ahead with the square, they do have to secure parking somewhere for people at this end of the town. Because the square would be an ideal facility, absolutely, for young people and at all ages, not just young people, anybody. But I mean, you know, we're sitting here now tonight and we're beside the cinema, which has 110 seats in it. And, you know, where do they park when you come to a theatre or you come to an event? So, you know, the council, I think, have let us down badly in Kilcullen when it comes to parking. They actually don't own any car park in Kilcullen, no land. So I definitely think that's something that they have to address to develop and to move forward with plans in Kilcullen.
Something that I noticed when I moved in here to the village, and I know I had to contact you, Tracy, to be told where I could park, because I think it's down to local businesses and local people saying, well, okay, we'll open up our car park to the public, which is unacceptable, really, and particularly for people who are coming into the village that mightn't be from the village, that don't know that this is where you park. They're kind of hidden car parking spaces, so to speak.
Yeah, there's definitely a lack of signage, you know, and, you know, when there's development, sometimes you wonder why the development happens where it happens, you know, and how it happened. But, I mean, you know, you have an SHD that was developed up the back of the square, and all those cars now have to come out, which, you know, really should have been brought out in an alternative way, but there's no point going back on that now. It's done and we have to address what's there. But I think, you know, you're at the mercy, and thankfully here in Kilcullen, you know, the businesses are good to us. They allow people park, but at any given time, you know, anything could change, or a business might have to change, and or the church car park might have to change. But I mean, the council are not in control of any public car park, and that's a precarious place to be in. So I really do feel that, you know, they need to invest in Kilcullen, in all towns, but in Kilcullen in particular, because it is a thriving town. And, you know, like we've said, there isn't public transport. So I only live out the road, but for me to get into Kilcullen, I have to drive. And, you know, if I can't find parking, we're all probably a little bit lazy. It's fine for me to walk from the top of the town to the bottom of the town, but that's not accessible for all ages or for all abilities. So, you know, we don't even have an accessible parking bay down here, or disabled parking bay. So once you go over the bridge of Kilcullen heading towards Naas, there isn't one accessible parking space, which I just think is shameful in this day and age.
You mentioned the word accessibility. Noel Clare, I know there was a report done that you commissioned at the Kilcullen Community Action Group, and I was reading through it, and one of the things was unlit areas, uneven footpaths around the village.
Yeah, that's true. That was one of the things. We commissioned Kilcullen Design Statement, which involved a lot of consultation with the people of the town. We had public consultation events over a two-year period. Most of it happened during COVID, which created its own difficulties. But we had quite a lot of engagement with people, and that certainly was one of the things that did come up. One of the weaknesses, if you like, within the town was accessibility, uneven footpaths, areas where lighting is not so good, and so on. So yeah, that was one of the things that certainly was highlighted in the report.
Tracy, you would have read that and seen some of those issues again. Does it come back to, are Kildare County Council going to do anything to address it?
Well, I suppose I've done the access walk for the last 2 years with CARE and with some Camp Hill residents as well. And CARE residents in particular, service users, when they come out of CARE, which is up with the traffic lights, the majority of them can walk down to the left, which is the valley walk. You know, you've the Camp Hill walk, the nature walk, you've everything, you've the square, you've the cinemas down this end. But the wheelchair users, and in particular the electric wheelchair users, have to turn right because the paths are too uneven, and they have to go out the Athy Road. And no disrespect to the Athy Road, but I mean, none of the amenities are out that end of the town. And 2 years now in a row, we've done the same walk and we've raised it with the council, and we're still waiting on them to invest in the paths. Now, they have made a commitment this year to spend the money on paths in Kilcullen to try and make them more level and to address the unevenness of it. But I would be hopeful, but you know, they've made the commitment last year as well and it didn't happen, and we did another access walk and we highlighted it again. So I really hope that this year they see the need for it, because it's, you know, when you walk out with the people from CARE and they say we can only turn right, like in this day and age, you just think that's just so unfair, and it's just so unfair. And for anybody, you know, that the path, particularly by Nolan's Butchers, you know, on one side, I said, even if they did that side, you have the Butchers, you have the two doctor practices, you have the chemist, and there isn't even a drop down curb to pull up. I saw an ambulance pull in recently, and you know, to try and get the person down off the path was just, it was difficult, to say the least. So I really do hope, and again, there's no accessible parking outside Camp Hill, and yet we have two outside the Shoemakers, you know, so it just hasn't been addressed. Like, I'm only a councillor my first term, and in the 5 years, Kildare County Council have not spent any money on paths in Kilcullen or line marking to address the lack of accessible parking. So I really do hope that this year they follow through on the commitment.
Kevin of Camp Hill Communities, I remember covering on the Kildare Today programme about the Uncharman Cafe, the fact that it was closed, and a lot of people were asking when was it going to reopen. When we said that it was hopefully reopening within the next number of months and over the summer, the reaction that we got was incredible, because it's such an important facility here in Kilcullen. It was greatly missed, and understandably, you know, reasons why it was closed over COVID, etc. But the fact that it's going to reopen is great news.
Absolutely, it's great news for Kilcullen, it's great news for Camp Hill and many others, and we're delighted with it. I don't have a date to give you, but it's imminent. We're in the middle of working in partnership with people who know how to run coffee shops properly and well, because it's important when we have some of the individuals who we support that they're working alongside people who know what they're doing and who can make the business sustainable long term. So this is likely to happen in the coming months, I would say. There's some works to do to upgrade inside the cafe to make sure that it's, you know, it meets all the regulations necessary for a modern trading kind of meetings, space for people. So all that stuff is you know, the plans for that work is well entrained. So really, really hopeful that, you know, that maybe there'll be some summer's evening when members of the community in Kilcullen can be sitting outside enjoying a frappuccino or whatever they do, and served by some of the great people who live and work within the Camp Hill communities of Ireland.
Martin, just around the corner from us, of course, the Camp Hill facility there on Charman, and I know a lot of us here nodding our heads, delighted that that's going to reopen. It was missed over the last number of years. That's one positive here in the community down the line. Another positive is the Field of Dreams at Kilcullen GAA. You might tell us a bit about what that entails.
So the Field of Dreams, it's a community project, obviously kind of spearheaded by the GAA. We acquired 8 acres of land from Kildare County Council about 5 years ago. COVID intervened and put us back a little bit, but about 18 months ago we got a committee together, a development committee together, to put in place plans to develop the 8 acres. So Kilcullen has the population has grown massively over the last few years, and we've seen it in the club. We've now over 1100 members, mostly underage children, and we actually have more girls playing football than boys in Kilcullen at the moment, which is great. We're very successful. But the Field of Dreams, it involves installing 1.2 kilometres of a public walkway, and that'll link into the surrounding residential areas of Avondale Drive, Connacht na Gréine, Castle Martin, and it'll also create a loop back into Kilcullen Business Campus. So there'll be walking loops that you can make out of the 1.2 and add to it. It'll be fully lit, fully tarred, and then we're also developing 3 new pitches and a skills wall, and we're also extending our car park. So works have been ongoing for the last 12 months. We're hopeful, if we can get all the grants that we can, and obviously people support us with donations, which Kilcullen have been very good to us over the last 18 months. Whenever we've gone and asked people to buy a ticket, they bought a ticket. But we're hopeful by the end of this year that we'll have 90% of the Field of Dreams complete.
Yeah, right. I've seen plans for it, and even just going down and walking around the GAA as well and looking at the diggers doing the work and everything, it's going to be great. And Noel, Clare, we were talking about those facilities maybe that are lacking, but this is just an example of a great community project that's going to come to fruition here in Kilcullen.
Oh yeah, I think it's one of the best developments to have taken place in the town for a long time. And what's fantastic about it is that not only the scale of it and what it's going to provide, that it's also part of this overall campus that I mentioned earlier on, you know, where you already have the GAA and the soccer club and the sports complex, the community centre, of course, which is very active up there as well. And it's just going to provide a fantastic amenity for all ages in Kilcullen. So, I mean, fair dues to Martin and to everybody in the GAA for all the work that they've done up there. I've been up there recently, and it's just amazing to see the first of all, the scale of it, and secondly, the work that has been done. So well done to everybody involved, and the best of luck with it, Martin, and everyone in the GAA.
Martin, do we have a timeline then when it will be completed?
Well, we're hopeful that we'll have most of it completed by this year. Obviously, the sports capital grants we've applied for, I think they're due out in May. So we would be hoping that we could get a good sports capital grant. It would really help us. Now, we obviously have to go and get finance ourselves, which is just part and parcel of any large kind of capital works like this. So listen, we're confident. We've a really good committee. We've a good club. Everyone's kind of behind it. So we're hopeful by the end of the year we'll be there or thereabouts. But I have to go back to what Noel said a few times about the campus. And the campus is very special, I think, because I work in planning and engineering and design. And I think what we have at Kilcullen is actually the blueprint for what most towns in Ireland would want, you know, where you can go park your car and you can bring one child to the soccer, one child to the GAA, one child to the pitch and putt. You can bring the youngest child to the playground. You can then go and get a coffee for yourself and wait around. Or when the Field of Dreams is complete, you'll be able to go for a walk on a safe route. And the other thing we found in Kilcullen was we did a survey, and the paths, and it goes back to Tracy, the paths in Kilcullen are very narrow in places. So if there's 2 or 3 people out for a walk and they want to walk together, they're actually, it's quite dangerous. They're ended up on the road. So what we're putting in as part of the walkway is a 3 meter wide path, which is, it's very wide, but it'll encourage more people to get out and to walk. So
Tracy, it's going to be fantastic. And again, it just highlights the work that's been done here within the community. And there is a great community spirit.
Yeah, I suppose I only became aware of this recently or in the last 5 years. But I think Kilcullen really is the envy of a lot of other areas. And as Martin said there, you know, if you were to build a sports campus, what the nuns provided up there is definitely a blueprint. You have everything in the one spot, you know, and as even to have the schools co-locating with the preschool that you can drop off, or the preschool can go up and collect and provide an aftercare service. You know, it's phenomenal to have everything in the one space. And I just think that definitely it is the blueprint. But always Kilcullen has had a community spirit and volunteerism. And, you know, even to go back, and this could be very controversial, but even back as far as Tidy Town or to the, what was it, the Capers, and you know, all going back, that it was great fun. And there was always, you know, you have the Lions Club in Kilcullen, you have the Scouts, you have the KCA group, you have drama, you have so many groups in Kilcullen. But I mean, if there was an ask put out in Kilcullen, you can be guaranteed they would all come together and they would all help out. And I know it's hard to get volunteers at the moment, but the spirit is still there. You know, people mightn't always have the time, but they will do their best in Kilcullen. They'll come together, they'll say, I can't do that, but I'll help you with that. Or, do you know, there's definitely still the spirit there, and I hope we hang on to it. And I hope our town doesn't grow too big that we lose that spirit, because I think that is definitely what the foundation of the success in Kilcullen. It is the volunteers, it is the groups. And, you know, the council can provide paths and money and whatever, but I mean, if you don't have that core spirit and group and work together, you're really at nothing. So to me, the spirit of Kilcullen is priceless. Like, you just won't get it everywhere. We're very lucky to have it.
One of those groups, of course, the Tidy Towns. Anne Cashman, tell us a bit more about the Tidy Towns, and as you said to us a little bit earlier on, always looking for volunteers and for people to come on board.
Quite an active group in Kilcullen, different age profiles. So you would think that Tidy Towns would be, you know, people who've retired, but no, in fact, it's a large mix of age group, people who work in and give their times at different times. It's not about litter picking. We have biodiversity action plans. We have an energy group. We have a subgroup which we worked from a community and worked on the town design principles, you know, which lays the blueprint for Kilcullen for the future. So it's quite a good, energetic group who work on various different projects. There's quite a lot. We have the support from the CE scheme led by Noel, which is really good. So they're quite active in supporting the, whether it's putting up all the flowers in the summer, the Kilcullen displays. You know, we do a lot of stuff ourselves, but it's the kind of hidden warriors like the CE scheme which really make the group successful. So yeah, it's a great, and please, if there's anyone who would like to volunteer, reach out to us. I can give our number, our email address, kilcullencommunityaction@gmail.com. we would love to get more volunteers.
Kilcullen seems like it's an area that's very environmentally conscious and biodiversity conscious, and you just look around the Liffey and the work that's been done here, there's a great group of people who are working on that, again volunteering.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Noel and his team from the CE are constantly down the valley looking at all the needs, doing all the activity around the trees, the plants. You know, really, it's a really vital part of Kilcullen. And if you saw the Fairy Trail relaunch that we did last August, where we're going to rerun that event in August, and people come down and just really enjoy the area, and it's all the groundworks that it's done.
Yeah, it's a fantastic little spot there, and it's all along the river. And that was, I'm old enough to remember when that was a piece of mainly wasteland that was inaccessible. And there was a community council that was pretty active at the time. And going back to 1973, so we're talking sort of, is it 50 or 60 years ago? I'll do the maths on it. But the piece of ground came for sale for £2,000 at the time. And that was a lot of money for a piece of inaccessible waste ground. But a number of people had the vision and had the courage as well to borrow the money and to actually buy it. And then the courage to develop it. I mean, it cost tens of thousands in subsequent years to make it accessible and to develop it. But it is, as you said, Owen, it's a hidden gem. Well, it's not. I don't think it's hidden anymore, because people certainly in the Kilcullen know all about it, and it gets very well used, and it's a fantastic area for wildlife, but also for people to enjoy along the river in Kilcullen.
Martin Murphy, to go back to you, I want to ask you from a business point of view what it's like to run a business here in Kilcullen. You go back to maybe the 70s, the 80s, maybe beforehand, and Kilcullen was really the road between Naas and Athy, and some people might have stopped off for a bite to eat somewhere, but now it seems to be an area that is a good place to start up a business.
I think Kilcullen's a very prosperous town, so like we have very like we have some very kind of artisan shops like Nolan's Butchers, we also have Bernie's Saddleries, then we have bigger companies like Murphy Surveys, who were started by the Murphy family from Ballymore. They went to school in Kilcullen. They employ 350 people and their headquarters in Kilcullen. You have John Craddock, which is another large company based in Kilcullen, large civil engineering company. So I think Kilcullen's a great town to start a business. I started out on my own about 14 years ago in the middle of a downturn, a crash, and it's probably the best time to do it. But Kilcullen was very good to me when I started out, and it still is. But I think Kilcullen, it has a lot going from a business point of view. You've good restaurants, like you have Bardens, you have Fallon's, you've good pubs, McTiernan's, O'Connell's. So you've a great local bookshop, which I love bringing my children to, Woodbine Books, which you can go in and sit down and get some books. But yeah, I think Kilcullen has a lot going from a business point of view. We probably need one or two little bit more companies to come in and fill. There's one or two maybe vacant shops there at the moment. Not many, thankfully, but it'd be great to get those ones finally filled.
Yeah, dereliction, not a huge problem, Tracy, in Kilcullen. And Martin mentioned some of those businesses on the main street, but also there's a couple of campuses and innovation centres just outside of Kilcullen coming in from both directions, from the Athy side and from the Naas side. But as Martin also mentioned, those places that are derelict, you don't want that to become a massive problem either.
No, you don't, Owen, and it can happen, you know, gradually, but I mean, it can still happen. It can creep up on you. So I think it's important to mind it and to nourish it. And, you know, we did have a meeting recently because, you know, we were all small businesses here in Kilcullen. The majority of them are self-owned, self-run. They live in the area. Their kids go to school in the area. If there's something going on, they'll give a spot prize. They'll donate. So they're very much part of the community. And, you know, it's important that we support them. But I think when the issue that came up, actually, we had a business meeting recently, and one of the things that came up was, you know, when a business now goes, it's generally turned into a residential unit, which is great, but it's very hard then to get that commercial unit back, and that can have a knock-on effect to the other businesses around it. So it's trying to strike that balance, I suppose, to keep the commercial in the town centre as well as, you know, over the shop living, which is great as well. So it's just to keep that balance and to support small business. And you know, I think here in Kilcullen we all shop local. Like, we do appreciate our local suppliers, and wherever we can we will shop local and we will support them as best we can, because you get great service for one. And you know, we all, you go into the shop, you have the chat. It's more than just a shop, you know, whether it's the bookshop, whether it's the butchers, whether it's the supermarket, no matter where you go, you know, if they don't have what you want, they will go out of their way to get it for you. And that's the key to a small business. That's what they'll do for you that you won't get in big business. So I think we saw it during COVID, you know, when we put out the call to shop local, you know, with businesses around here developed online, they were delivering. I think Woodbine Books even delivered books to people. You won't get that in big retail outlets, you know. So I think, you know, we know the value of our businesses here in Kilcullen, but we do need to keep supporting them every way we can, and we definitely need to keep an eye on the dereliction.
You mentioned residential there, and Noel Clare, is there a perception that houses being built here in Kilcullen are welcome, or is it putting a lot of pressure on, say, school places and other things like that, adding to the traffic? Or generally, do you think Kilcullen can cope with the new houses being built?
Well, I think if you look back over the last 25 odd years, when the main development that has taken place over the lifetime of the town here took place, Kilcullen probably was the fastest growing town in the county, given its size, given where it was coming from, and given the number of houses that were built during the Celtic Tiger years. And they were very welcome, you know, I think. And they provided opportunities, not just for local families, although in some cases that was some sometimes local families could be priced out in some ways. But a lot of local families did manage to get houses. And it also brought new people into the town, which I think has brought tremendous life and spirit to the town. If you look at any of the organisations now, like the GA or the soccer club, and you look at the people involved in managing teams and on committees, they're generally new people who came into Kilcullen from other parts of the country within the last 20 years. And they've added a whole new lease of life to the town. So to me, that has been a tremendous thing. And obviously, from a business perspective, they're spending money in the town. So they've helped keep the many businesses that are in the town to keep them afloat. We were probably lucky that the Celtic Tiger died when it did, because I think the pace of development at that time was so rapid and in sometimes so unplanned that I think the character of the town could have been changed dramatically and changed forever. So we were fortunate at the time that the Celtic Tiger did die and that some of the developments which were planned didn't happen. There have been smaller amounts of housing, I think, in recent years, and I think they're very welcome. I don't think anyone would deny that. At the same time, you mentioned as well the idea of the schools. Our primary school here, we have two fine schools, primary school and secondary school here, but both are operating at full capacity. So there are certainly pressures from that point of view. There would be pressures from a medical and dental point of view for people trying to get themselves on a list with a doctor or a dentist. I came across somebody who needed a dentist recently and just couldn't find because they hadn't been on the list before and they couldn't get onto the list with the dentist locally. So there are pressures, but at the same time, I think we have welcomed the housing over the years. We've certainly welcomed the people that came with those houses, and I think they've made a tremendous impact in the town positively. And I think new people coming in the future will do the same.
And Tracy, there is a perception that it's a lovely place to live, and we've talked about the vibrancy here and the positives. I guess what needs to be done here then is future-proofing and school places, dentists, doctors.
It is a great place to live, absolutely. I think Noel touched on it there. Like, it is great that we have a population increase because you need that. You know, you need to keep vibrancy in a community to keep it alive. But it is also important that infrastructure and services grow with that to a certain degree, and in some cases come maybe ahead of it. That certainly doesn't happen, but I would hope here in Kilcullen, and with the town plan that KCA did, I think, you know, we're lucky that the communities in Kilcullen look ahead and, you know, plan ahead as best we can. But I mean, just to give one example, we have on a Thursday and Friday, a bus comes from Newbridge for 25 senior citizens to bring them to the daycare centre in Newbridge. And the daycare centre in Newbridge has a wait list. And I would love to see that we have our own daycare centre here in Kilcullen. I don't know why we're busing people from Kilcullen to Newbridge. So there are services definitely needed at all ages, you know, whether, as Noel said, it's doctors, dentists. And I know that's everywhere and in every town. We have an extension planned for Cross and Passion. And it is a huge pressure and very stressful when parents come to, they don't have a place for their child. It is hugely stressful. The same with the primary. And we do need to monitor that all those services and infrastructure grow with the pace that the houses come to Kilcullen, which are needed. As of today, I just did a quick check. We have 477 people wanting to live in Kilcullen.
My thanks to local Fine Gael councillor Tracy O'Dwyer, Noel Clare and Anne Cashman from the Kilcullen Community Action Group, local businessman Martin Murphy and Kevin Power from the Camp Hill Communities of Ireland. And thanks to Martin Murphy for hosting us here on the Main Street in Kilcullen.